I think they're all back from the break.
Believe we're all.
No, it's at the minute you're doing something that I think most people in this country could get behind, whereas if you're working at the ERS, who's really gonna get behind you there, so.
There is a lot to be said for that. Okay.
Okay, we're back on.
We are back. I recognize Greg Lyman, counsel to the CCAC, to present the results of the score.
Once again, out of a possible score of 30, design number one received 5. Design number two received 6. Design 2A received 6. Design number 4 received 19. Design number 5 received 19.
Okay. Are there any motions from any of the committee members?
I move to Alex.
Yeah, well, as a point of as a point of order, you can recommend too. You don't have to. So if you want to have a discussion about this, of course. Mm-hmm. But you can always say that you recommend them equally. It is your prerogative. With that in mind, please go ahead, Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown, this is Dennis Tucker. I would like to hear more discussion. I would love to hear from those who voted for 5 why they prefer 5. 5 needs more work. Either the lettering has to be moved around, and or delimiters added. It's not as vibrant. It does not include the specific language of Title IX. I'm curious to hear why people voted for 5, because I really feel that 4 is much stronger on many points.
Okay. Harcourt?
This is Harcourt Fuller. Greg, can I move my votes to 4? Is that?
Could you read? I mean,
so that
I would probably. I would. My recommendation would be to have a discussion and re-vote if there's a motion to re-vote. Okay. I think, but there were obviously 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members who gave 5 their highest score. So they probably should speak to that.
So, out of clarification, though, Greg, I want to make sure so that mm-hmm. we can either have a revote or a motion mm-hmm. to revote and then revote, mm-hmm.
or just somebody have a discussion and make a motion for one of the designs.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Peter.
As one of the people who did give 5 more points than number 4, I'm happy to address that. I do find 5 to be a much more elegant and more simple design that I think on quarter size will work better than reverse 4. I do find 4 to be a little more cluttered, even though there is some dynamism energy in that design. I do prefer 5 just simply because I do think it would work better on a quarter scale. I do like the I guess you could say quietness and elegance and simplicity of 5. Also, I'm not a fan of the way that in number 4, the name Patsy Takemoto Mink, the typography in that design, I don't particularly like that typeface, if that is the proper word for it. So, again, I'm much more in favor of 5, which I believe also is the family's preference, as well as the CFA's preference, if I'm not mistaken, and so would, you know, again advocate for 5 over 4.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Mike Moran.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. I think we've discussed this enough. I think we all have our opinions. Let's poll the membership, and whichever one comes up out of the 11 or 10 of us that are there, so be it.
Dean?
Mr. Chairman, I think John had his hand up first, and you may be one of the people who voted for 5. I didn't, but I wanted to make a comment after all of the people who voted, a brief comment after John.
John Saunders here. I was just going to say that Peter said everything that I was thinking, probably better than I could say it. So I'm second his discussion points, but I did like 5 best.
Dean?
Mr. Chairman, this is Dean Kotlowski speaking to everyone. I have in my hand the Red Book, and what number 4 reminds me of is the George Washington crossing the Delaware quarter. And that is very active. Maybe it's a little busy for a quarter. I don't know when we did this design. But he's crossing the Delaware and leading America into a better future. And I see Patsy Mink in Title IX as leading America into a much better future. And I think number four dynamically captures that sentiment. Very much parallel to the George Washington quarter.
Thank you so much. Joe, if you might, and Mike, you guys may want to offer some information, your perspective about the extent to which four and five will be reflected in the quarter.
If this is Joe Mena, if I may.
Please.
Much like Pauli Murray design, while the succeeding design with Ms. Mink, Congresswoman Mink's elbows on the table, presents something that would look really good, perhaps on a congressional gold medal, if the interest of the committee, if the interest of the family, is to engage a more a dynamic image on a coin that will be readable, eminently readable at scale, but yet more dynamic and more likely to capture people's attention when they see it at arm's length, when they see it in their change that they get at the counter. I think, I'm not saying it's a better design. It is, number four is a more dynamic and eye-catching design. What the intent is of the family and of the program, I'm not editorializing, but just visually. This is all, diagonals tend to be more dynamic. Not because she's, I'm not being literal. I'm not talking about literalism. I'm talking about just the formal understructure of this coin. There's a lot of diagonals. There's a lot of motion. There's a lot of activity visually. The other one, very static, a lot of gravitas. And like I said, a congressional gold medal or presidential portrait. So depending on what the intent is for the family in terms of what's going to visually attract most attention and still be of the utmost artistic quality and up to absolute United States Mint standards, it's more a question of in what way does the family want to draw visual attention to what does the daughter of Ms. Mink want to, does Ms. Mink want to draw attention to her mother? That makes sense.
Thank you. Dennis?
Dr. Brown, having heard the dialogue of the committee and with that feedback from Joe Mena, I would like to move that the committee recommend to the Secretary of the Treasury design four.
Is there a second for this motion? I see Dean. Is there a discussion on the motion on the table? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please forgive me. Robin and Mike, please forgive me. Can you share with us how you...
You know I do a roll call vote.
Okay. So I think that in order to make sure we get this correct, we're going to do a roll call vote.
Please reopen and I'll tell you.
So we'd like you to, by this is to vote for four. That's the motion on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes or no.
Yes or no. Yet that you're in favor.
Yay or nay.
Yay or nay. Okay. So let's start with Dennis.
Yes.
Okay. Dean.
Yes.
Harcourt.
Yes.
Sam.
No, but I like four very much, and I'd be happy if we end up with four.
Okay. John?
I think Sam said my opinion best. I still like five better, but I'm okay with four, too.
Is it a yes or no?
Is that a yes or no?
I guess it's a no. Or
okay. Peter?
No.
Art?
No.
Robin?
Yes.
Mike?
No.
The chair is going to abstain on this one. Only because I sense that this motion is going to be in difficulty, so this motion fails.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Brown, this is Peter Van Alphen. Would it be appropriate at this point to ask Ms. Mink again if she has any comments at this stage.
I think that is indeed appropriate. Ms. Bink, we're turning to you again, based on you having witnessed what you have. Do you have anything you want to offer to the committee that might be helpful?
I sort of hope that I had passed the buck to you all. You know, truth be told, in the whole sequence of reviewing the designs, et cetera, our initial choice was number 4. And then revisions were done to number 5 that brought it to its current state. And we found it so striking, both because it's a better representation of her face and because it's a pose or a physical position that is very familiar to people who worked with her, like in an office, or to me as a daughter and whatever. So it was that kind of spoke to us all of a sudden when that particular design was revised. But it did not diminish our love for number 4. Number 4, we love the energy. We like that she's smiling, which she's not doing in number 5. I don't know if that helps anybody. I'm not casting a vote, so I'm not going to take a position, but we'd be happy with either one. I understand the view that number 5 is a little too static. I also understand the view that the simplicity is part of its elegance. There you go.
Well, thank you so much for your comments. And as the chair, I just would like to offer for consideration by the committee members the following. The stronger the recommendation that we have, it would seem to me the more likely to be embraced. So it's important that we, as much as we possibly can, have a clear an unequivocal recommendation. So you'll notice that I did not take sides 4 or 5, but I'm suggesting that we really need to be as much as we can. If we end up saying to the secretary, we can choose 4 or 5, so be it. At the same time, I would probably not recommend that we take that stance, but we do need to make sure this is a realistic recommendation, a reflection rather, of the CCAC. Let's go to invite Harcourt and then back to Art.
This is Harcourt Fuller. In light of the fact that we are split right down the middle on this, and I take it that that Ms. Mink would be happy with either choice, I would like to suggest that in this case, it would appear to be appropriate if the chair would exercise his right to be a tiebreaker, and that whatever whatever he decides, we understand that, I believe, and I'm not speaking out of turn, that the liaison would be happy with that choice, and that we should all throw our support behind the tiebreaker's vote. Thank you.
Is that a motion?
Well, not quite. I didn't want to have that represent a motion. That's the reason why I didn't recognize it this way. That we're still in discussion prior to making a motion. So we're going to do Art and then Dean.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was going to make a motion in moving this along, but I defer to your request. Okay.
Thank you. Dean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dean Kotlowski. After listening to Ms. Mink, rather than putting it, to the chair, to be very kind to the chair, to simply ask the other members of the committee, before we do any kind of revote or any additional motion, has any member of the committee who maybe voted for number 5 been moved in any way to change their vote? Because we have done that in the past. People have just said, I want to change my vote. And again, I know that seems to be putting pressure on number 5s. I can also say for number 4s as well, if anybody felt they wanted to switch their vote at this point.
To avoid confusion, let's do one at a time, if I may suggest.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would like to suggest for those who voted for number 5, do you want to reconsider, or do you maintain your position? Okay. Right. Mr. Saunders?
I have a comment rather than a change of vote.
Please.
I don't think there's anything, well, if we have a preference, I like making it unanimous. In fact, I made a motion to make it unanimous for an earlier choice. But if we really are fairly divided, and again, I'm happy with either design. I like five better, but I'm happy with either one. I don't think there's anything wrong with this reporting that we mm-hmm. like both of these designs, and it's equally well. Even though maybe that diminishes our role in here, but then we let those people decide which four or five it is. But I don't think there's anything wrong with us mm-hmm. saying we're divided on this one. We like both these two designs best.
Thank you so much for your comment. On the basis of that comment, unless anyone has anything else to offer that has not been already articulated, I think we should consider a motion. John?
I will make a motion that we recommend four and five, that we like both of these very well, and we leave it at that.
Is there a second on that motion?
Peter Van Alten, second.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion on the table? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion on the table signify by saying aye.
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 Are there anyone opposed signify by saying nay.
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 Okay.
Three nays.
Three nays. So the motion carries.
Next business.
Ms. Mink?
Yeah, this is the first one I've seen.
Ms. Mink, we want to really thank you. Ms. Mink, feel free that the next time you come before the committee, feel free to be able to be willing to offer your opinion decisively. We'd be happy to.
You all are the role model, right, for decisive.
But thank you so much for all that you and your relative have done for this country. Thank you for continuing your efforts at being able to allow us to tell the story about your relative. This is so important.
Yes, ma'am.
And have a great remainder of the day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Amazing, you went from a slam dunk.
This is Art Bernstein. Since we didn't make a specific recommendation, I'm wondering what happened to our idea with regard to delimiters on number five. If the secretary were going to do number five, I wanted to.
There'd be a separate motion.
Please.
This is Art Bernstein. I wish to move that should design five be the choice of the secretary, we recommend that delimiters be used on their reverse.
Is there a second? John Saunders, second?
Discussion.
Was there indeed discussion on the motion?
That's
good. Hearing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Abstain.
Any abstentions? Got one abstention. Okay.
An off the record thing, as to John's point.
Speak up.
Oh, this is Joe Mena. Kind of an off. The circle would be the logical delimiter. It was just. I was just making a semantic, bringing up a semantic thing for future reference.
I loved using the word delimiter.
That's what we use on the inside.
So we'll leave that to the discretion of the Mint.
Yeah.
So the motion carries.
And in point of clarification for the esteemed chief engraver, when we are literally being transcribed, everything here is on the record.
No, I know. Does that mean if I had, never mind.
Moving right along. Okay,
we're good.
The fourth item today for review is the reverse candidate designs for the 2024 American Women's Quarter, honoring Jikala Za, and we're thankful that we have continued the support of the design development of the Office of Design Management. April Stafford will, in fact, take us through this process.
Thank you. This is April Stafford. Some background on this quarter. Zitkala Shah, meaning Red Bird, also known as Gertrude Simmons, left her home on the Yankton Sioux Reservation in South Dakota at age 8 to attend a boarding school run by white missionaries where her native way of life was prohibited. As an adult, Zikala Shah appreciated her education but felt torn between her two worlds. She opposed the annihilation of indigenous culture and questioned why it was necessary to give up one's native culture and traditions in order to receive Western education. She began writing about her personal experiences along with the values learned from her mother. She also collected native stories, translated them into English and Latin, and eventually published them. Her writing helped in reconnecting to her native heritage as well as preserve her traditions for posterity. Zikala Shah was also a gifted musician and violinist who collaborated on what is considered the first known American Indian opera. Premiering in Utah in 1913, the Sundance Opera was centered on the Sundance, a sacred ceremonial dance that was outlawed by the U.S. government at the time. Throughout her life, Zikala Shah remained an outspoken advocate, activist, and author for American Indian rights. She founded the National Council of American Indians with her husband, Raymond T. Bonin, to advocate on issues including education, economics, employment, health, religion, and the right to vote. Her work directly led to the passage of the Indian Citizenship Act of 1924, which granted U.S. citizenship to all non-citizen Indians born within the territorial limits of the United States. Notably, the act did not require American Indians to give up their tribal citizenship in order to become U.S. citizens, which allowed them to preserve their tribal identity and rights to communal tribal property. Her writing and advocacy continued to have an impact long after her death in 1938. As noted, we have family representatives with us, so if I could call on Ms. Ogle or Mr. Bonin, would either of you like to say a few words to the committee?
Yes, hi. My name is Holly, and Zikala Shah was my great-grandmother. And I want to say we're really honored that a quarter would be fashioned after her. I'm very proud, the whole family is. And I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Bonin?
Hi, my name... My name is Mark Bonin. Ollie is my aunt. Zikala Shah was my great-great-grandmother. So, yeah, it's just a great honor. We're very excited about the entire process and really happy to see this come to fruition.
This is April Stafford. Thank you so much for being with us today. We'll move to the candidate designs, starting with identifying the preferences of the family as well as the recommendations by the CFA. So we are looking at design 3B. This design is the preference of the family liaisons as well as the recommendation by the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts. And we will give the description as we move through the portfolio. But first we'll start with candidate design 1. This design depicts a juxtaposition of Zikala Shah's two worlds, her native culture and her missionary education. Her profile is completed by the shape of a violin. Behind the eagle feather triangles form a sun symbol. Reverse 2 features an interpretation of Zikala Shah's two cultures, a sun symbol in the background as she plays the violin. Reverses 3, 3A, and 3B depict Zikala Shah with a determined expression holding a book which represents her literary interests. A diamond pattern and a stylized sun are in the background. Design 3 includes the additional inscription Red Bird, the translation of Zikala Shah's name. 3A includes the additional inscription Red Bird as well as a cardinal. And 3B includes the additional inscriptions Author, Activist, and Composer, along with a cardinal. Again, this design is the preference of the family liaisons as well as the recommendation of the CFA. Design 4 portrays Zikala Shah with a hopeful expression in front of a stylized sun, with additional inscriptions Author, Composer, Activist. Designs 5A and 5B feature Zikala Shah with a book and violin representing writing and music, two of her passions and forms of advocacy. Design 6 and 6A depict Zikala Shah in front of a stylized sun. The additional inscriptions are Redbird, author, composer, and activist. Design 6A includes a violin. And that concludes the candidate designs.
Outstanding. And thank you so much. Are there any technical or legal questions from members of the committee about this program or the designs that you just heard? Peter?
Peter Van Alphen, I do have a question about 3B. The diamond-shaped line that appears across the coin, is that, does the diamond shape there have any sort of symbolic significance, or is this just...
So our design manager, Pam Bohr, confirmed by working with the artist as well as checking the source materials for this design that the diamond pattern is tribally inspired.
Okay. And as a technical question, how would this be represented, in relief or in Koos?
This is Joe Mena. with any coin, we cannot incuse into the field. So it would be raised, given that the artist has added some tone to it. From this point, I can't really see. That would likely be represented as a sculpted texture, not a frosted texture, to make it look darker, because that's the artist's intent there, it seems. And so it would just be in relief and possibly with the texture added, or possibly done through frosting, but definitely raised. But not too, like, about letter height.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the committee regarding legal or technical matters?
Mr. Chair, if I may, this is April Stafford. I should have added that 3B is the family's preference, specifically for the quality of the likeness, as well as the inclusion of the inscriptions that describe her work.
Thank you so much. Let us begin our consideration. I'd like to remind members to please try to keep your comments to 5 minutes or less. And again, to remind you that if there are additional questions, we will certainly take them up a little later. For the benefit of the court reporter and those calling in, I ask that you state your name when you begin speaking. Let us begin with Peter.
Thank you. Dr. Brown, this is Peter Van Alphen. I'm happy to support the family's choice of 3B as a preferred design. I would agree that the inclusion of the inscriptions author, activist, composer is important in order to portray the significance of her contributions. I also find this just to be a very engaging and attractive portrait, so I'm very happy to support the family's choice in this reverse design. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Next, turning to Harcourt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These are all wonderful designs. I'd be happy to support the family's choice of 3B. Thank you.
Dennis?
Thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Dennis Tucker. My eye was drawn to number one. I think that's a remarkable design. It doesn't include the wording that the family prefers. But I just wanted to mention that I think it's a very innovative use of the design elements. I was also drawn to 5A and 5B. I think they're beautiful, and I love the sense of motion with her hair moving a bit, and in 5A, the flight of the bird. But an activist has to engage, and for me, the eye contact that we see in 3A and 3B directly engages the viewer of this coin, so I'm very happy with 3B. Also, I'm a writer by nature and by profession, so I like to see a book. I also like to see things spelled out. When we have designs that are very similar, I think sometimes I lean towards the one that kind of gives the viewer a bit more and spells it out. Kind of similar to the Patsy Mink design we looked at a few minutes ago, where 4 and 5 were very similar in artistic motif, and so with that equality, you can kind of let the wording pull a bit more weight, and I thought that number 4 did that with the inclusion of, okay, I'll stop. But anyway, 3B is lovely, and it does everything that the coin needs to do, and so that has my endorsement.
Thank you so much. Turn now to Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Dean Kotlowski, and I won't stop. I think 3B combines the best elements of the Patsy Mink 4 and 5, actually. And this one brings us all together. So I really liked number 3B because, again, it's like Dennis said, and the liaisons and the family said, it has all three aspects of her, the author, the activist, and the composer. It's a very engaging and very dignified design. I have to say there were a lot of designs in here that were truly excellent. I actually liked, in a way, number 6 and number 6A. I thought that there's something very compelling about this portrait and profile. And then you can go either direction. You can have the violin or the more Native American symbolism of the sun. I also want to point out sort of secondarily, I'm giving almost all my support to 3B, but I liked 1 and 2. I thought 2 had a lot of dynamism, and it reminded me a little bit of, you know, the Maria Tall Chief coins that we had done, and the Native Americans in ballet, American Indians in ballet. But it's only one aspect of her life. For a lot of the reasons stated by Dennis, I liked number 1. I thought this was very innovative. It was very thoughtful and contemplative. It was visually stimulating, but it also made me somewhat uneasy because the artist did such a good job of bringing the violin and the portrait together that I felt the portrait had to compete against a physical or inanimate object that, to be sure, she's going to animate when she plays it. But I think that a straight-up portrait, you know, honors the person in this particular representation much better. And that would be 3B. Where I would like to see 1 is as a painting, in a set of paintings of different representations of Zitkala Saw. And I think where you would go through an art gallery and you would say, oh, well, that, you know, that's interesting. That gives me something to think about. But in many ways, this is going to be, for a lot of people, the first representation they're going to see of this author, activist, and composer, and that makes 3B the choice for me. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much. Let's turn now to Robin.
This is Robin Salmon. Thank you, Dr. Brown. The all of these designs are wonderful in their own right for a variety of reasons. I'll make it short. I really was compelled by 6 and 6A. I don't know whether the unbound hair is not traditional or how, quite why the artist would have portrayed her that way as opposed to the braided hair in the other designs. But to me, this is just an absolutely beautiful design. And it has the author, activist, composer phrase as well. I will not go against 3B being the family's preference. And there's something about that particular design that seems as if there's too much in it, but that may be just me. I like her looking directly at the person holding the coin. I think that eye engagement or appearance of eye engagement is important in who she was. So I will still support 3B, but I love the beauty of 6 and 6A. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn now to Art Bernstein.
This is Art Bernstein. I find 3B to be a striking design, and I think I heard Robin just say, I use the words eye engagement. To me, in a less technical sense, I felt like the honoree is looking right at us, and I found that that's what made it striking for me. I prefer 3B to the other members of the 3 family because the other two in the 3 grouping use the word redbird. We give up the redbird in B and get her accomplishments, and we still get the redbird who is in the rays of the sun. So I think we're getting the best of both worlds, and I support 3B.
Thank you. Let's turn now to Mike Moran. Mike, you're on mute.
Hey, man. Maybe I was up. Number one, thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Mike Moran. I thought number one was an outstanding design, really beautiful, but it belongs on a 3-inch metal, not a quarter, and that's the problem that we're all having with it. I like 5A and 6A. They're excellent designs, but I'm going to defer to the family because 3B is just as good, and that's where I'll put my bonus. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn now to Sam Gill.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Sam Gill. Well, first of all, I think the whole portfolio is exquisite. I compliment the artists tremendously. These are beautiful, beautiful designs. Each and every one of them. Just they all shine. I think our quarter program, I think it's very important to tell a story about each person that is fortunate enough to be recognized. And 3B does tell the whole story about this lady, and I like that very much. But I want to recognize number one, because it shows her come in both worlds. It shows her native world, and it shows her Western world with the violin. And I liked it very much, and maybe it would look good on a medal or something else. It doesn't tell the whole story, 3B does, but I just want to make mention that is a very, very striking point. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Turn to John Saunders.
I'd like to mention the second part of our voting, which is the vote for artistic merit. I probably could have given artistic merit to every one design we've seen today. I didn't for all the time because you got to have a contrast. So you're expressing a preference, but I can't say any designs we've seen for any of the coins here lack artistic merit. But this particular design, I'd like to give double artistic merit to all of the designs here. I mean, this was, I probably liked the fives the least, but even that I would give 1 3/4 artistic merit and double for everything else. But I kind of agree with what a couple people thought before I heard the preferences. I like six best in terms of just the art. I don't know whether someone asked about whether it was appropriate to have straight hair as opposed to braided hair. I mean, often we see Indian Native American depictions with braided hair, but I don't know that that's necessarily something other than the convention. But I like this the best. So I'm going to give this one 3 1/4. And I liked the preference of 3B just fine too. So I'm going to give that 3. But I'm messing with the thing here, just saying that I like the 6 a little bit better just on artistic basis. But again, double artistic merit for all designs in this group.
Thank you so much, John. We love your innovative thinking at this point. I, too, like my colleagues, was really amazed at the design one. I was really amazed about that, and that, to me, was stunning. For the reasons that my colleagues have articulated and for the reasons that what was, in fact, advanced by the family, my vote is going to go with 3B as well. Because it does tell not only the design elements, but also tells the story, the message. And to me, that's extremely valuable for a circulating coin. Are there any additional comments or motions from the members at this time? Not seeing any. Mike And Joe, do you have any comments you'd like to offer?
No, sir.
Very good.
No comment.
Okay. Then, on the basis of that, let us then begin our scoring. Mm-hmm. We will recess for 10 minutes to do the score.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ooh.